What We Spend is a new podcast that explores something we almost never talk about. Every week, you'll hear a different guest share everything they spend their money on. What We Spend is available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So they got that tropical area in the Gulf that should lead to a lot of rain tomorrow, this evening, tomorrow, and primarily Friday, as I understand it. Then it clears out, which if that happens, then everything will be dry enough on the weekend to cut the grass. Notice my big frame of reference, cut the grass, because that's the big duty that we all have during the summertime. And once it gets out of hand, it's a mess. Justin Buechler joins us, associate professor of political science at Case Western Reserve University. Talk about immigration. How you doing, Professor? Good morning.
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm okay, sir. What does this new poll show?
So we've got a bunch going on here. Sort of trouble with asking about immigration is the same with asking about a lot of issues, which is that most people don't have stable preferences about policy. So there's sort of a calibration issue. And one way to think about it is sort of you're looking for something and there's somebody telling you warmer, warmer, colder, colder. And what's happened is we sort of swung between extremes. So if you think about the Biden administration, we had not a lot of border controls. So we had a lot of illegal immigration, and we've swung to the other extreme. And if you look at what's going on in this Gallup poll here, we've seen preferences move because we've gone from very few immigration restrictions to very restrictive policies. So if you look, for example, at what's going on, even on the Republican side here, we've gone from Republicans thinking that in 2024, we had 88% of Republicans saying that immigration should be decreased. And that's gone down to 48%. And the proportion saying that it should be kept about the same has gone up from about 11% to 36%. So what's going on is this calibration issue where you swing from one extreme where we really have no border controls to very restrictive policies, and public opinion is responding because most people don't really have stable positions on policy. What's going on is people sort of saw no border controls, and then we swing over to much more restrictive policy, and public opinion adjusts. So that's basically what's going on here, and we see a bunch of variations of that.
Did this poll distinguish between immigration? Because I think when you say immigration, it's a pretty complicated process as it stands now, as opposed to illegal crossings. And again, if you want to go to immigration, well, we're all immigrants if you're not Native American, because we all came here from somewhere else, right? So did the poll distinguish between that?
Yeah, there are a bunch of variations here. So there are some questions on specific policies and changes in support. So, for example, we've got a bunch here on specific proposals like what we should do with illegal immigrants versus immigrants who are brought here as children. And so, for example, we have the question of what to do with people who are brought here as children and whether or not they should be given a pathway to citizenship versus border patrol. So we've got a bunch of variation here because, like you said, this is a complicated issue. And there's a lot more support for people who are brought here illegally as children being given sort of a pathway to legalization rather than people who cross the border illegally. And that's a big difference. So, for example, we see in 2025, I'm looking at 85% in 2025 saying that people who are brought here illegally as children should be given a pathway to legalization versus deporting illegal immigrants. There's much higher level of support for that. But yeah, this is a complicated issue.
Did this poll address birthright citizenship?
Now I have to, let me do a quick search here.
Well, because that's another portion of it, right?
Yeah.
I'll read some text while you do that, then we'll take a break and we'll come back. Some of the texts that are going in, Tommy, I think the border's 1,000 times better than it was under the previous administration. That being said, with all the negative publicity crackdown on immigration getting from the press, it can't help but sway the, I guess, the position of the country, but blame it on the press, I guess. As far as immigration, just keep the ones we have unless they have criminality with them. Stop them from coming in illegally and coming to our country the right way. To me, it would be too involved to get rid of compliant immigrants, but definitely get rid of the bad ones. 100% against illegal immigration. Respect the laws of my country, period. I was wondering the other day, what was more annoying? When somebody ends a sentence with period, close discussion, end of discussion, or... Anyway, somebody says, how about we enforce the laws on immigration as written? Somebody else said, grew up in a construction family, 70s, 80s. No one is in construction anymore because of illegal immigrants made the wage absolutely unlivable. So that brings the question of who's making the money there? Because is if they were to not pay illegal immigrants and pay a wage, a living wage to people that were in this country, then that means either the prices are going to go up or the builders are going to have to take less profit in the economic model, I think. 620 traffic now, WWL. It is 625, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Justin Buechler, Associate Professor of Political Science at Case Western Reserve University about immigration. Some texts coming in, we're not immigrants, we were born in America. Well,
you know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Unless you're Native American, your people came here from somewhere else. When convenient truth is America is addicted to cheap wages by immigrants, as long as it doesn't affect them, I think that's kind of true. We're talking about a new survey out about how Americans have changed their mind on immigration. Professor, when it comes to people like, there was a woman in New Orleans, a woman had overstayed her visa, 47 years old, originally from Iran. It's a complicated case when it comes to immigration and visas and this and that and the other thing. She was rounded up, never been in a hint of trouble at all, a good citizen, supports the community, whatever it is. The Republicans got together, the Republican delegation, and got her released from ICE custody. Is that the kind of thing that can kind of turn Americans around on this, where it's like, well, wait a minute now, just because somebody's here illegally and maybe didn't technically follow what they're supposed to do, we don't need to round them up?
Well, that's a, yeah, I mean, that's a kind of an example, because there are a lot of different kinds of cases. The clear cases that most Americans do want deported are the people who crossed the border illegally and then committed crimes. There's pretty much universal support on that. Then you get into more complicated cases. So if somebody crossed the border legally but then committed crimes, then you'll get higher levels of support. But if somebody crossed the border legally, that means you've got a different position and then didn't commit crimes. Well, overstaying a visa, what happens if somebody overstays a visa? That's technically a violation of immigration law. But if that person also didn't commit crimes, then a lot of Americans are going to have more sympathy for that. And so you look at the range of different violations that can occur, and there are going to be some people who are just hard line on immigration and say that if there are any violations whatsoever, deport that person. But given the range of potential violations, some people are going to be more sympathetic. And you can get a lot of sympathy among Americans for somebody who crossed the border legally and didn't commit any other violations.
Is it, as you say that, I'm thinking maybe it's more about crime, because honestly, if they got violent criminals, I'd just soon see them deported if they were born here, as opposed to people across the border and behave themselves. Does it come down to bad actors? Is that ultimately what people are feeling and thinking, whether they came here legally or not?
Well, that's really where you will have the highest level of support for deportation. For American citizens, we don't deport American citizens.
So, no, I know that. I'm just saying that emotionally, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I mean, that's pretty clearly where you will have the highest level of support for deportation. And as you move away from that category, you will have lower levels of support. And that's what makes this complicated, is there's so many variations of different kinds of cases for immigration. And as you move towards more sympathetic cases, there will be higher levels of support for letting people stay. As you move towards more unsympathetic cases, there will be lower levels of support. And what's happened is we've moved from sort of a lack of enforcement on immigration law to levels of enforcement that Americans are kind of uncomfortable with. And that's swinging between the extremes.
I get a text that goes like, you know, maybe 35 lines. I'm not going to read it all, but basically they're saying they don't know what's going on with immigration. Does the United States really have a handle on the immigration situation?
We've gotten better control on the border. That's pretty clearly true. But we also have issues with ICE that have made a lot of people very uncomfortable. So it is possible to get more control on the border, but the question is what Americans think about some of ICE's tactics, and there are a lot of Americans who are uncomfortable with that.
Yeah, it sounds good till you see it. Then all of a sudden it's like, well, maybe not. Thank you, sir. Justin Buechler, Associate Professor of Political Science at Case Western Reserve University. We come back. We're talking to Patrick Penfield, Professor of Supply Chain Practice at Syracuse University. A new consumer price report came out. Inflation rose at the highest rate since February. Some will tell you inflation's down. Some will tell you it's up. Some will tell you prices are down. Some will tell you prices are up. We'll see when we come back. Right now, time for WWL First News.
What We Spend is a new podcast that explores something we almost never talk about. Every week, you'll hear a different guest share everything they spend their money on. What We Spend is available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.